G. Morning, I'm Cecil Doyle. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. And this Friday will mark the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Woodstock Music and Arts Fair held in Bethel, New York in 1969. And for the 50th anniversary and the final time here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, we're going to spend 3 days just like concert event itself. We're going to start off with music from Joni Mitchell and segue into an interview we did here on the Medicine Ball Caravan back in 2010 with Richie Havens, the artist who opened up the legendary festival. Woodstock 50 begins right here on KRVS.
So Everybody's ground getting comfortable now. Starting to fit just right. Sit there. Look at all those people around you. Get acquainted. Have a smoke.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay? Elliot from Harvard. The hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away. Louis Pitnick. Louis Pitnick, your brother is in the Paulsburg police station.
Number nine.
Yeah, what happened was the places to drop off your instruments if you were playing in a show, and they were going to wheel them out to the 7 miles away, and they couldn't get 2 seconds away.
All right.
From getting there. And so I had the least instruments. I had 2 guitars, 2 conga drums, my conga drum player and my guitar player and myself, the 3 of us. And they said, we're trying to get everybody out there. We can't get to the fields at all. So someone comes back to the hotel where the headquarters were, and they said, what about that farmer down the road with the bubble helicopter? So they ran and they called him, and he said, I'll take it over for you. You know, we started packing, which wasn't, it would all fit, even though it was a lot for the 4 of us in there, and that's how I got to the field. Upon arriving at the field, I was looking down at a Neiman painting, you know, the guy who did all the dots and the football players, and he was doing his showing the characters and the figures of sports through a painting in that sense. And I went, wow, this is something else. And then the first call came, my friend who ran the thing, says, Richie, would you go on now? It looks like we're not getting any more people down here. So
What time of day was this?
That was about, I would say, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, it went on for, you know, your set went on for like nearly 3 hours?
2 hours, 45 minutes. But that's the another part of the story is that the guy who owned it, the helicopter, was asked to take the next band over, and he looked at all this thing. He says, how do you expect me to get that in my little tonight, guys? And he left. So I really was the only one set trapped on the stage, too, with Tim Hart. He was pretty close to the field. Amazing, just amazing. We made it over, and here we were helping them, you know, put it together in the sense of, what are they going to do, period? And so he finally convinced me to go on stage. That was at the mark of what each player was supposed to play. It was a 40-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have anybody else to come. So the first thing that happened is that we got there. We're now on the co-rehearsed to go to the stage, which was never finished. They built it right behind the sundown beat. And so I went on and did 40 minutes, and I turned around and coming back. Many times the way I looked on those big pictures, there's some reverse of the stage. That was very close to my 6th time. They said, hey, Richie, 4 more songs. I said, guys, I don't almost know any more songs. They said, I came back to the stage, still playing the end of the previous song. I walked back to the stage, and it was a kind of an up kind of beat. And so I started, kept the beat going. I started talking about what we were doing there and how we were coming together. And I don't see any problems, do you? Kind of thing,
right.
You know? What do we really have here? It's not a bunch of college kids. It never was. There were 25% under 14 and 25% under 60. And I'm saying, and in between is all of us, everywhere, from top to bottom. It was families, grand families, and, you know, things like that. They had been doing their thing a week before it even started. They were tents all over the field. Well, this was the time when they switched over, and that's how we all got there. 550,000 people were there the first time when I went up. That was at 6:30 that night. That was the first to go on stage. And
well, what were your thoughts seeing that many people, I mean, in front of you? I mean, that was just unprecedented, you know?
Yeah, I was hoping that we were showing the right thing that we really felt, the right things. And consequently, I was right. People were just there to be people. They weren't there to be a hippie or a groupie or none of that really planned itself out as this is what this occasion is. It was like, hey, I'm part of this education. And that's when it got more sophisticated right on the field at that point. He said, just one more. And I said, okay, that's it. So I got up and went sitting back there, and I started using that pumping kind of thing. And the first thing I said was, this is the freedom we always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing freedom, just the word, and the audience got into it, and then all of a sudden, Motherless Child pops out of my mouth. I hadn't sung that song, I haven't sung it since I was like 12 or 14.
Really? Wow.
It's a religious song, it's a lot, some people would say, which didn't say I'm a religious, but it gave the impression of we are all in the same soup.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Lord.
Richie Havens, live at Woodstock 50 years ago, including a snippet of an interview that we did here on the Medicine Ball Caravan back in 2010. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival the next 3 days, man, right here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Up next, it's Melanie.
Yet, so you better wipe the smirk from your eye because coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. There's a guy with a ticket to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling, said he was a Lone Ranger. Coming in to Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Walking on the moving floor, tripping on the escalator. Here's a man in the line and she's blowing his mind, thinking that he's already made her. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yeah, it's far out, man. I don't know if you, how many of you can dig how many people there are, man. Like I was rapping to the fuzz, right? Can you dig it? Man, it's supposed to be a million and a half people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah. A lot of freaks.
I'd like to sing you a song called Sweet Sir Galahad about my brother-in-law who has very long hair, and he married my sister Mimi after the death of her husband a few years back, Richard Farina, whom some of you remember.
Sweet Sir Galahad came in through the window in the night when the moon was in the yard. Took her hand in his and shook the long hair from his neck, and he told her she'd been working much too hard. It was true that ever since the day her crazy man had land of poets' pride, she laughed and talked a lot with new people on the block, but always at evening time she cried. And here's to the dawn of their days. La la di 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 la 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 di 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 la la la. She moved her head a little down on the bed until it rested softly on his knee. There she dropped her smile, and there she sighed a while, told him all the sadness of those years that numbered three. Well, you know, I think my fate's belated, 'cause of all the hours I waited for the day when I'd no longer cry. Myself to work by 8, but oh, was I born too late? Do you think I'll fail at every single thing I try?
Friends of the Draft Resistance Revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining. One thing about the Draft Resistance that's different from other movements and revolutions in this country is that we have no enemies. And it's one of the beautiful things about it. And to show that our hearts are in the right place, we'd sing a song for the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Zap. He's a drugstore truck driving man, and he's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's been like a father to me. He's like the only DJ you can hear after 3. And I'm an all-night singer in a country band. If he don't like me, he don't understand.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town.
He's got him a house on the hill, and he can play country records till you've had your fill. He's a lawman's friend, he's an all-night DJ. Sure don't think much like the records he plays.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. And he's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town.
He don't like resistance, I know. And he said it last night on a big TV show. And he's got him a medal that he won in the war. Weighs 500 pounds and it sleeps by the door.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. We'll be lucky to get out of town.
I'd like to sing you a song that is one of my husband David's favorite songs. Anyway, this is an organizing song, and I was happy to find out that after David had been in jail for 2.5 weeks, he already had a very, very good hunger strike going with 42 federal prisoners, none of whom were draft people, so...
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you.
Says I, but Joe, you're 10.
ever died, said he. I never died, said he. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe. Joe, I didn't die, says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. Now, it's going to be good food, and we're going to get it to you. It's not just the hog farm either. It's everybody. We're all feeding each other. We must be in heaven, man. There is always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. Now, there's a guy up there, some hamburger guy, that had his stand burned down last night. But he's still got a little stuff left. And for you people that still believe that, you know, capitalism isn't that weird, you might help him out and buy a couple of hamburgers. Okay. Okay, here comes mess call. There'll be plenty for everybody. Yes.
That's it. Give him that kosher bacon, man.
Ellen Heyman to the front. Jim McLean, please go to the Pink and White Tent Hospital as soon as possible. And kissing builds up your mouth.
We're over this way.
Bugsy to the Pink and White Tent. Keep feeding each other. And if you're too tired to chew, pass it on.
Far around. Far down. Far up. You're truly amazing. You're a whole city. And it's so groovy to come here and see all you people living in tents. Cloth house is all you need if you got love. I tell you.
Can I get a little bit of water? Is there just a little taste?
Hey, I don't know, you know, I don't know how I can come much harder right now, but I'd like to sing you one little song. I'd like to sing you a song. Actually, I'd like to dedicate it to, there's a cat, and I really don't even know his name, but I remember the chip said that his old lady just had a baby. And that made me think, wow, it really is a city here. But this is for you and your old lady, man, and that kid's gonna be far out.
I've been waiting my time just to talk to you. You've been looking all down at the mouth and down at your shoes. I come to give you the news. I'll paint rainbows all over your blues. I heard you've been spending a lot of your time up in your room, and at night you've been watching the dark side of the moon. You don't talk to nobody if they don't come to you. So, babies, I came up here to sing you a tune. I give up is all you've really got to say. 'Cause it's time to find our lifestyle, 'cause that really weren't the way. Let's go for a bounce on my trampoline. I can show you the prettiest mountain that you've ever seen. You better run to your closet and fish out your blue suede shoes. I'll paint rainbows all over your blues.
John Sebastian here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. Before that, of course, Joan Baez. Joan Baez joined by a Jeffrey Shirtliff for Drugstore Truck Driving Man. We also heard Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles. Birthday of the Sun by Melanie. And, of course, Freedom from Richie Havens. Our first day of Woodstock memories here on the 50th anniversary week. We close out with some Santana. You know, we're just finding out what Carlos was taking. Here we go. Soul Sacrifice. Thank you.
Melvin Santana. This is called Fried Neck Bones.
And Fried Neck Bones take us out of our first day of recordings from Woodstock 50 years ago. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who joined you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow. We've got day two of our Woodstock 50th anniversary celebration here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.